letter from Paul Alberts. I'm thinking I may send this to relatives. Some people are in the habit of sending out an annual letter. This letter is to share what I'm about. Here it is. The primary reason for anyone living is to worship and serve the Creator. I'm still learning what this means in detail, but it begins with the fact that life isn't about me or you and what we want. That's relatively unimportant. It is about how you and I relate to our Maker. And in case anyone thinks they already know God, it had better match the Bible perfectly,
right?
Else they are tragically deceived. Although I care about the feelings of people who read this letter, I'm not too concerned whether you agree or like what I say, because I care about God more. So much more. I know it's customary to tell about different personal events or accomplishments of the past year, but this is immensely more important than anything else seems petty. Unless you're in my household or my local church family, then we don't visit much, and I didn't want to let any more time pass without making sure you are clear about God's conditional love. That may sound wrong to you, but if you read the Bible with an open heart, seeking to know God and not to affirm your own conclusions, then you will be able to see there that you must qualify for most of His mercy and grace.
Right. Yes.
Doubtless you've been trained in numerous phrases that contradict that, so I hope you're up to a reading test. Look in the book. I'm not trying to insult you. Instead, I am trying to do you good in case you are teachable and truly interested to know and please God and aren't merely wanting to feel good about yourself. I know there are some verses that by themselves might seem to say that you only need to pray a little now and then, say you're sorry and try a bit to do better sometimes, and then you've got a path into heaven. If you think that, then you didn't read the Bible carefully. It isn't hard to see from the Bible that we must each demonstrate a complete devotion to God's kingdom. For it may be that you have gained enough biblical eternal wisdom, maybe from being raised in a godly family, that you already know the points just brought out. Maybe so. However, you are very possibly in danger from another direction. Did you notice that word teachable? Here's another one. Self-righteous. If it doesn't apply in your case, just let it go, but not too quickly. Have you been thinking that you're spiritually well off? Is it easy for you to see fault in others, and others' children? This letter may reach a number of people in different situations. If you can benefit from any of it, then I'll be glad of it. After some experience flying, many pilots try for an instrument rating. They train themselves that their senses, impressions, feelings can't be trusted. In the dark, or anything less than perfect conditions, it is natural for experienced pilots to feel certain, well, I'm flying straight. Level. Okay, now I'm level. These words refer to what is called the attitude of an airplane. You need to trust your instruments to show you your true attitude, so you don't stall or get unexpectedly grounded. Flying spiritually, you're going to need to trust God's word and take it to heart.
Amen.
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 Good.
Thank you, Brother Paul.